Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, January 15th, and we had what quickly devolved into a cloudy and cold day today behind the Arctic front, and some warm advection developing aloft. And temperatures were a solid 10 degrees below normal, just in the low 30s in most instances, maybe more like 5 to 10 degrees below normal. But what's also below normal is the amount of snow that we've seen this winter. And in most places, it's just a couple of tenths of an inch. But I think we are going to break that record, that drought, I should say. I think we are going to see an inch of snow on the ground in Central Park. I think we may see a few inches, in fact, on the ground in Central Park. So, National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory for the entire area, the five boroughs, Nassau, and they've extended it into Suffolk. Goes through 1 p.m. for most of the area, but for Suffolk, they drop it at 10 a.m., and we'll get into the reason why. So we've got that Arctic front to our south, and we've got overrunning. We've got the southwest flow developing aloft, and we've had precipitation over the ocean all day. And we're going to see low pressure emerge off the mid-Atlantic coast tonight, and we'll watch a weak northern stream system. These two are going to try to get their act together. We should see snow developing Around or just after 9 o'clock this evening, and it's going to fall steadily until around 7 a.m., and that's when we think the coastal low is going to come close enough for its warm nose aloft to come on shore, and that's when we'll see the snow start to mix with sleet and rain and maybe even a little bit of freezing rain. And that'll happen first in eastern areas, which is why the advisory ends at 7 a.m. in Suffolk. Now, this will all be out of the area late in the day tomorrow by about 4 p.m. Now, factoring in the changeover, the highest snowfall accumulations are going to be in the western areas. There'll be better snow ratios and less rain. So it's a 2 to 4 inch snowfall for the five boroughs, Nassau, and Suffolk County west of the William Floyd Parkway. East of there, it's more along the lines of a coating to about 2 inches. So maybe some places out in eastern Suffolk won't break the snow drought, but I think most of the area will. It's not a lot of accumulation. Temperatures, though, are in the upper 20s, and it was a cold day today. So snow is going to stick to all surfaces. If we do get that light glaze of freezing rain, tomorrow morning's rush hour could be very hazardous. So would not be shocked to see some delayed school openings. Then we're looking at the end of the week for another snow chance. And this one's been getting a lot of attention, but it's been looking less and less impressive over time. And it's actually turning into rhyme with what's going to be happening tonight into tomorrow. It's a northern stream system moving across our region and phasing with a coastal low, but it's something that's happening well offshore, and that's going to limit snow totals, but a few inches would still fall with this current scenario. This is a few days away, though, so things could change, and as much as things tend to rhyme in meteorology and patterns, things also in our neck of the woods do tend to trend north and westward with time. So definitely not writing out a more significant event on Friday, but right now it's looking less likely. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeather NYC and Long Island, and on Patreon at JCWeather.